Welcome everyone to the Council of Elrond. I'm Dave and I'm joined by my brother Johnny, and of course this week we can talk about none other than the first full trailer of The Rings of Power released by Amazon. So we're actually in the middle of San Diego Comic-Con, and Amazon have been dropping so many goodies, including interviews with the cast, secret clips from the show and other little details. But this week we are going to be focusing only on the biggest talking point, which was of course the trailer. So if you guys haven't seen the trailer yet, please go check that out on YouTube. And also this podcast, if you're listening to it on podcast, it might be easier to follow along on YouTube as well, because we'll be discussing all of the visuals. So before giving too much away, Johnny, did you enjoy the trailer or did you not like it?
I enjoyed it very much. Mm-hmm. I was very excited watching it. I don't think I was able to close my mouth during the whole thing. I was just like, my jaw was on the floor the whole time. So yeah, it was definitely exciting.
Yeah. Do you remember where you were when you first heard the news?
Do I remember? I'd have to have a really bad memory to not remember, because it was just the other day.
So, well, I was just so frustrated because I was on the phone. I was on a phone call and I knew it was going to be a long one. And I had a quick look at Twitter. And of course, I saw like a picture pop up and I was like, oh no, this phone call is going to go on for so long.
So, all right.
I was about 40 minutes behind.
Do I remember where I was when I realized that it had come out?
Yeah.
The trailer. Yeah, no, I saw it accidentally. I think I was just on my phone, and then I wasn't even on Twitter or anything like that. I think I clicked into YouTube to check something, and it was up at the top of my feed, this trailer, and it was like 3 minutes, and it said like released 12 minutes ago or something. And I was like, oh my God, I haven't heard any news. I was like, Dave hasn't messaged me. What's going on?
I'm so sorry. Yeah, because we had like a big countdown to the teaser, but like we had no idea when this one was
going
to drop.
I think we knew it was going to be at some point over the weekend, but yeah. I was expecting something similar. I was expecting a couple of hints and maybe not an official countdown like we had before, but maybe something similar at least to give us a bit of warning.
I thought we'd know.
Thrust it upon us.
Yeah, now I said that we were only going to discuss the trailer, but there was one piece of information that came out of Comic-Con that I also just had to mention, because both myself and Johnny have such a fondness of music, film scoring, and a particular affiliation with Howard Shore's representation of Middle-earth through his music. Did you hear this particular announcement I'm talking about, Johnny?
Are you talking about the live performance with Bear McCreary?
Well, that was also class, but that was
amazing.
The big news, I suppose, that came out was that Howard Shore has composed the main theme intro.
Oh yeah,
But Bear McCreary is doing the rest of it. So it's a little bit disappointing that Howard Shore is not going to be a part of any of the show other than the introduction. But yeah, what are your thoughts on this?
I know that a lot of this was confirmed. Again, I'm sure that it's not just so black and white like that with music as well. And because I'd say they have each other's ear. And like, I mean,
yeah,
Bear McCreary can probably ask Howard Shore for some advice on certain things. Maybe he can like run stuff by him. So I'm sure there'll probably be a bit of like Howard Shore-ness in Bear McCreary's creations as well. So I'm not too worried. And like, I don't know a lot about Bear McCreary, but what I've seen so far, and just as well, that little like clip of him with the orchestra, that was like amazing. So would I have preferred if they had just said Bear McCreary is just assisting Howard Shore and it's going to be mainly him hands-on the whole time? Of course, that's what I would have loved, I suppose. But I mean, I don't want to let something like that get me down. What I've heard so far, I've been pretty happy with. Of course, what I've heard so far hasn't struck a chord as much with me, no pun intended, as much as Howard Shore's music has. But then again, we've been listening to that music since we were kids, and I mean, obviously you can't expect to have that same emotional feeling as a piece of music that you've known for like the majority of your life. So it's not, for me, that's not a big deal that Howard Shore is not the main guy hands on, but I know we'll probably get a lot of the feeling of Howard Shore in the rest of the pieces that he's not directly involved in.
Yeah, like Bear McCreary he was interviewed by Stephen Colbert at Comic-Con, which I had a chance to look at, and he was talking about how Howard Shore was his inspiration, and he really got into detail with the music. He was talking about, I think he was talking about how he was using the examples of the dwarves, and like, you know, in the third age, Moria is all but diminished, and it's like a tomb. And whenever you go there, you can kind of hear the deep voices and the undertones. But he was like, I wanted to bring that in, but I wanted to make it more uplifting and more, I don't know, gracious and whatnot. So it sounded really cool, all the things he has to say, but I was a little bit disheartened when I was like, oh no, we're not going to hear the real Howard Shore. But I do have plenty of faith in Bear. Now this is kind
again,
of similar.
I think I heard this again. I heard Twitter's been just saying so much stuff. And again, there's the,
it's insane. Yeah.
You can't believe everything you see.
Well, this came from the Bear's mouth.
No, I wasn't going to say about that. I was going to say that I just heard some random thing. And, you know, you just see these random accounts that are just spitting out news as well. I saw one account, I can't remember who it was, saying something like that Howard Shore is already working on another project at the same time. And so that's one of the reasons why he hasn't been able to commit to doing more work on this, because he's just, it's, you know, he's contracted to another project or something. So that could mean as well that in upcoming seasons, he could be more hands-on if he, you know, if they want him to be. Maybe they could say, look, would you be able to come back and do more work on season three? So again, I wouldn't just say, oh, we're never going to get that again. We might get it down the road, but again, we'll just have to see what, you know, maybe the baton has been handed off from Howard to Bear. And he said, like, you know, I mean, maybe he's got the Howard Shore seal of approval. That might be, you know, that's...
he sure does.
Yeah, hopefully we could bear the music.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, well, this whole thing reminded me of how John Williams came back to just do the Obi-Wan Kenobi theme, but the rest of the music was, I actually can't remember who did the rest of the music for the Obi-Wan show. So it will be the opening theme song or the opening tune. So kind of like, if people don't know Game of Thrones, the whole do 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 do, like that. The equivalent of that will be Howard Shore for The Rings of Power. So looking forward to that. Also this weekend, Bear McCreary's themes for both Sauron and Galadriel have been released on Amazon Music. So if you want to go check those out, you can find them there. Or you could probably find some like illegal version on Twitter or something. But you didn't hear it here. Now, anyways, without further ado, let's get into this trailer.
Yeah, let's get going.
All right, so the opening shot, Jonathan. What do we have to say about this?
Yeah, really, really cool. Amazing shot here of Galadriel placing a helmet upon a mountain of helmets, and with the little, I think it's Galadriel as well, speaking at the start, saying, "We thought the war at last was ended."
Yeah.
So I can only, again, we've seen lots of images from a huge battle, and we, you know, there's been lots of online debate about which battle is it, the Battle of Unnumbered Tears? Is it the Battle of Sudden Flame? Could be a combination of both. Certainly the Battle of Sudden Flame might, I mean, if we get dragons and also, I mean, we saw a lot of flames in the background as well. I think that this is the same, the aftermath of those battles that we will see again in a few seconds or in a few moments. Especially because if you look at, like, again, later on when we get to that image, we'll see these trees in the background, these kind of burnt out trees that have like all their branches ripped off. But you'll see the exact same looking trees in those battlefields as well, with where we get that shot of like Finrod. So it looks like this is the aftermath of that battle. And obviously just she's building a little mountain of it kind of, again, it's a bit of, for me, it's a bit of a throwback to the Two Towers where they piled the Uruk-hai and burnt them.
That's exactly what I thought.
Really?
I thought that. I was like, this just reminds me exactly of that scene. And I tried to find a picture for Twitter to put it up. And I was like, when you actually see the pile of carcasses, it's not that high at all. It's just like a tiny
mound. No, it's not that. Yeah.
And then I was like, this comparison just won't look good on two different images. But that was the first thing that came to my mind.
It reminded me of two things, both Lord of the Rings, of course. So it was the first one. And then also, what do you think the other one was?
It was the other one like in the Paths of the Dead.
Yes, exactly. Right. Well, we thought alike, but that's
I knew you would. Yeah, but the imagery of this scene is so nice. like the big mound here, the kind of darkness on the right, and then the light on the left where Galadriel is. And obviously, you talked about it. We'll see it later in the trailer. You can see all these trees here are completely burnt. So this must have been after some big fiery battle.
I mean, again, we saw some flame in that battle that we've spoken about before from that image that we saw ages ago, and that appeared in the previous trailer and appeared in this trailer as well. So we know that there's a battle and there's some flames. People were speculating, is that like, are there Balrogs there? What can cause this kind of flame? I'd love if there was Balrogs just popping up around in the battle, but maybe a dragon appears. And again, there's definitely something that scorched that earth, because the whole ground is just burnt to a crisp.
Yeah, a delicious crisp. Yeah, well, that we'll have to find out what's going on, because there isn't really much mention of Balrogs in the Second Age, but sure, that doesn't mean they didn't exist. But moving on, get a new shot of Elrond. Now, actually, I didn't mention this, but we're going to gloss over a lot of shots that we've already seen before, and we might see some different angles. But we talked a lot about a lot of these similar shots in our previous teaser trailer video that came out on YouTube. So we'll
link that below.
We will have that link in the comments, or sorry, we'll have that link below, and yeah, you can check that out. But this next shot, I just wanted to look at it because I think this is the coolest we've seen Elrond look so far, and he's looking pretty suave. He's
looking pretty smug.
Yeah, pretty smug.
He's got a look on his face like, I told you so. I don't know what he's thinking about, but that's the feeling that I get.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we get again another similar shot that we've seen before of Gil-galad placing some sort of golden leafy crown on Galadriel's head. Some sort of I don't know, maybe what was the voiceover that was said there?
Today our days of peace begin was Gil-galad's line.
I believe. So again, I can only assume that maybe this is like after the battle, and after they think that they've gotten rid of all the evil, he's like maybe, you know, thanking these people. Maybe he's giving them some reward to say, like, you know, it's almost like a medal of honor or something like that. Maybe that's what I would imagine this is.
Great game. Yeah, and I don't know, did you mention it there? Maybe I wasn't paying attention, but the first line was, we thought the war at last was ended. This is Galadriel. Mm. And then Gil-galad says, today our days of peace begin. And the next line is, we thought our joy would be unending. We thought our light would never dim. So this is, of course,
they're
just
both
like,
from Galadriel.
Yes. And this is just kind of talking about how, you know, evil is supposed to be vanquished from Middle Earth or Arda. And they don't really suspect any evil is about to come. So
they're very presumptuous. Those elves are like, we thought our joys would be unending. Like,
yeah.
Come here to me. You can't be assuming that. That's just like childish thinking, you know? We thought our light would never dim. It's like, who do you think you are? You know, get your head out of your arse.
The next shot we see is this lovely, it's almost like a painting. It was an image that was released earlier of everyone sitting around having a glass of wine, but it's moving, so that's nice. So I kind of thought the picture was so beautiful that maybe it wasn't really an image from the show, but it's nice to actually see the actors moving here. So
it's beautiful, beautiful shot, but we've seen that before. So moving on then, who are these kids, Dave?
I don't know. They could be some elvish children, or they could be human children. It's hard to know.
As soon as I saw this, I zoomed in, and there's a little girl that you can see. She's got pointed ears, so definitely
very
elves.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to say all these guys have short hair, but sure, we know that's not an issue for the show. And they're chasing after some sort of little paper boat. The next shot we have here, Johnny, what's going on in this one?
I imagine these are men that are just, it looks like they're, I don't know, they're folding a sail from a ship or something like that. But I don't really know what's going on. Some fishermen maybe, or...
Fishermen, obviously just some Numenorean. It is weird how it goes directly into the next shot, which is back to the elves again, and another stunning visual.
Yeah, we get another shot of this scene that we've seen a few times before in other marketing pieces of the boat sailing towards the light of what I would assume is Valinor. Yeah. And it looks like those birds are actually flying out from Valinor as well, which is...
Yeah, that's kind of cool. A new detail, I suppose. Mm.
We
saw the birds surrounding the boat, but yeah, this looks like they're actually coming out. It almost looks like heaven. Well, I suppose that's kind of what it is, isn't it? And then we hear this line again, "The skies are strange," from Lenny Henry. It wasn't
what's his name again? Like Sador or
Sadok Harf? Sadok had a foot. Sadok,
he had a foot.
Sadok had a foot. Sadok something, I think. I can't remember.
Sadok. Right. All right, yeah, sure.
Look, sure, we'll find out.
Was he not at Comic Con, though? No?
I don't think so. He wasn't. I didn't see him at any of the interviews, anyways.
All right.
We get another shot of Bronwyn and Arondir, I think is the names, looking at the comet.
And
next, now we have this, what's now, going on
this
here.
This is when it's getting into the cool stuff. Where we get a shot of. We get a cool outside view, first of all, of this tower in Numenor. And then we get the, it's like, I imagine these ladies are inside that tower and they're looking at this Palantir. And so we get our first image of an actual Palantir in the Rings of Power. And it looks awesome.
It does.
And so this is Tarmiriel showing Galadriel this Palantir that they have. And it sort of, it seems to gloss over with ice, and then it's like it cracks, but I imagine that that's not actually the Palantir cracking. It's just the vision of what's happening, what's going on here. Galadriel again, she's just like, I'll give this a go, pops her hand down on top of the Palantir. She doesn't need to be asked twice. And Tarmiriel says, "It is here, Galadriel, the moment we feared." So then actually I'm just seeing now, I'm where you've paused it, I can see in the image of the Palantir, it looks like the tower that we see almost later on, the kind of, again, which we'll speak about in a moment. I don't know if it's maybe Autumno or Angband or something like that, but that looks like maybe a bit of a, do you see what I'm speaking about?
Oh yeah.
Right in the center. It looks like there's a small little tower there almost.
This one, yeah.
Yeah, that, and there's like that one and the other one beside it. Looks like two kind of like peaks of the tower. Right,
okay. You've already got theories for this tower thing. I had nothing, but yeah, as we could see here, it almost looks like the Palantir cracks, but I think this is just bursting into a vision.
And again, the very first time that I saw this trailer, again, this is the first time out of the many, many times I've watched this since, I thought like, oh, so all these things that we saw are just visions from the Palantir. But now I'm thinking, maybe that's just, you know, the trick of this trailer. That's maybe some of them are visions from the Palantir, like the image of the people floating in the water. But maybe some of these images are just have nothing to do with the Palantir, and it's just a trick of the way the trailer is shot. So
trick of the mind. Yeah, and so the first shot we see is this giant battle with a couple of explosions. And did you want to mention anything about any of these explosions, Johnny? Or what this battle could be even?
Not really. Again, as I said at the beginning, the very first opening shot of Galadriel with the big mound of helmets, I imagine this is the same battlefield that we saw there. This is, and that was obviously after this battle had finished and all the people that had died, she was collecting their helmets and stacking them. So now there was only one thing that I thought was really cool. Again, this is very much not what I think is actually going to happen. It's more just my inner, like, brain saying, please let this be what's going to happen, is that on the right hand side you can see there's like three different flames going on in this image, and I think there's three, is it? Well, there's a few smaller ones, that there's two big ones, I suppose, and there's an explosion happening in the middle of the screen as well, it looks like. And but there's two big flames, one on the left and one on the right. The one on the right, it's just, if you pause it at an exact point, it almost looks like there's two wings coming out of it. Now again, do Balrogs have wings or not? And again, even if we all assume that they don't, does this show care about that? And is it gonna give us Balrogs with wings? Now, again, this is just very much my brain saying, I would love to see a Balrog in the middle of a battle and, you know, just, you know, leading the armies, you know, have an army charging with Balrogs, dragons, everything going on, and just seeing like the terror on the faces of the elves. That would be incredible. So huge. It's not like exactly like if Glaurung appeared with some Balrogs. Now it's not a huge image, and if that is a Balrog, it would probably be the size of just like a very huge man or something like that. But again, we know that would be kind of lore correct as well. Balrogs were not necessarily the size of what we see Durin's Bane to be in the Fellowship of the Ring, but again, they could, like, you know, they have shape-shifting abilities. They could take on all sizes as well.
Yeah, Yeah, there is some incredible art out there of Balrogs just being slightly bigger than a regular man. We do see a couple of new shots here. There's one there, just another angle of the battle. Then we get a weird kind of blurry image of, it looks like maybe an orc or an ugly, ugly man. Don't really know what to say about that. And then we get back.
Well, from this. the image of it being a bit blurry, I imagine. I think it could be that new elf is the name of like a Rondir or something like that.
A Rondir, yeah.
I think it looks like he gets captured at one stage, and it maybe looks like this is him kind of like, you know, waking up from
Oh, that's right.
He's all, you know, the kind of blurry sort of thing. It's like he's almost like dazed, or he's just been like whacked over the head, or he's just waking up from being knocked unconscious or something, and he sees like, oh no, I've been captured by some orcs or something like that.
Oh no. Yeah, so that's probably what's going on there. We see this same shot from the very first trailer, which is Finrod getting molested by a bunch of orcs, and I assume that's at the same battle probably. And we get another glimpse of this red image, which we have talked plenty about on our previous episode. So on to this next one. This is a really good image here. We see who's this on the table, Johnny?
That's well, I'm gonna assume it's Finrod, who is Galadriel's brother. And just a couple of cool things about this is the dagger that he's holding is the dagger that we see Galadriel holding in a lot of the marketing images as well. So I don't know here, maybe if maybe she carried it around in the, like, before, and then when he dies, like, he gets buried with it, or that's his blade and she like nicks it off him here in this scene, and then she carries it on, not like steals it, but maybe to, you know, to carry, you know, a piece of her brother with him or something like that. So maybe
family
that's
heirloom,
his blade that, yeah, maybe that's his blade that she. Now, it seems strange to me that he's holding it here. I mean, obviously somebody has like placed it on his chest. You know, it would have been like nice for them to be buried with their heirlooms and with their important, you know, with their weapons, which were very important to them. So it seems like it might be strange that someone has decided to bury him with his sword, and then for Galadriel to obviously change to change the wishes of whoever did that. But I mean, again, she was his brother, so I'm sure she had the right to do something like that.
It would be similar to when Boromir dies in the Fellowship of the Ring, and he's like asking Aragorn for his blade. He's reaching out for it, and Aragorn gives it to him, and he kind of holds it to his chest, and then like Aragorn waits 10 seconds and then nicks the sword off him. Now,
he's like, I'll have that.
Now, I've no idea where this is. It does look like it might be a nice place, but an idea that just popped into my head, it does sound a bit ridiculous though, is that maybe Galadriel is burying Finrod here, and then suddenly she gets attacked and has to take the knife, and she's like hiding behind the desk, or, you know, I don't know. But you can see that he's got a lot of wounds. He's got a head wound here. He's got chest wound, and he's got a couple of scars on his
I like the look of those scars. What do you think they could be from, Dave?
Isn't Finrod the guy that gets like attacked by werewolves somewhere?
Exactly. So if this is correct by the lore, and again, if this is Finrod, which we were just assuming it is, he gets killed by a pack of werewolves basically while he's protecting Beren. Yes. And so that would be really awesome. And again, like from the looks, almost like he was attacked by Wolverine. So I mean,
and a mini Wolverine on his forearm as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a really good shot. Actually, do you know what? I literally just before moving on, I noticed for the first time there, she's not alone. There's three elf maidens here, or women in the background. Do they look like? You see that? In your screen?
Oh yeah,
I'm literally just seeing it now.
My screen is very shiny.
Yeah, so she is not alone, but she has
turned on the brightness.
A lovely tear here. She cries onto her brother. Maybe that'll heal him. Actually, this part where it says based on the works of J.R.R. Tolkien, that's when the music just kind of cut out and it sounded just like John Williams' Duel of the Fates. I don't know, did you notice that as well? Just the operatic
I noticed
choir.
That I think it did that twice in this, because I think it does it again when you see the tree of Numenor. Is that this part?
I think, let's see
what happens.
Exactly that
part. So I had like remembered it in my brain that when we see that image of the tree, that's where really the choir bumps in. But I think it does it twice. I think there's another part where it has a similar kind of a jump. There's definitely like a modulation of the music at one point. Like, I mean, a modulation is when it's a key change, basically. There's definitely a key change at one point, which is also really, really, it kind of, it stands out musically and it's really, really beautiful.
Yeah, so I was really impressed the music in this trailer, like every piece of marketing has gotten better and better in my opinion. Like the first trailer was probably the most like weirdest one. And then the next like small minute trailer we had, and then there was the teaser, which was brilliant. And then this one is the best. And I think the music has been the same throughout as well. It's just gotten better and better.
People complained with the first one
that it was like a bit generic. But this one, yeah, definitely was.
Yeah, I can understand that as well. But I definitely think that the music in this one, again, I think I agree completely with you. It just stepped it up another little notch.
Yeah, so here we have the tree shedding. And I suppose similarly to the of Gondor.
The white tree, I believe. Called the Nimloth, I believe.
The Nimloth, yeah. It's called the which is the white tree of Numenor.
Exactly, and that would be like an ancestor of the white tree of Gondor, basically.
Yeah. And we know in the Lord of the Rings, the White Tree of Gondor is actually wilting and it eventually dies. And I think it's kind of like, in this case, this is probably foreshadowing that evil is coming back to Middle Earth. It's, you know, it's wilting, its leaves are falling off, and or its petals, I should say. So I think it's just kind of throwing shapes to Lord of the Rings as well. So
it's on the dance floor throwing shapes.
Exactly. So we hear the line. What's the line that we hear here? Evil doesn't sleep, it waits. Now, we have to talk about this next scene here. What's going on with these boys or girls? Who are these?
So, these three figures appear up on top of like some sort of a cliff, some sort of a big, big old rock. And again, initially there was huge speculation online that this was going to be Sauron or maybe Annatar in Sauron in his fair form. His elven form. When I first saw this, before I saw any reaction online, I never for a moment thought that was going to be Sauron, because I just thought he looked, or she looked, too weird to be Sauron, because we know that Annatar was supposed to be like one of the most glorious and beautiful creatures of the, you know, at that time. Annatar was supposed to be just incredible. And this person just looks pure evil, like looks like, you know, big bags under her eyes. And also it's a female character as well that we found out since. And again, the short hair, I don't really know what's going on. If that had turned out to be Annatar, I think I would have been a little bit disappointed. But I was really, one of the things that I was most relieved about after watching this was then when it got confirmed by a Fellowship of Fans that this was indeed not Sauron or Annatar. Yeah. So now, I was happy about that.
So, well, just for anyone that doesn't know what's going on here. So this was originally confirmed as Sauron by a lot of major news outlets and sources, and that this was being played by Anson Boone, who is kind of similar looking to this person. But on Instagram, Bridie Sisson actually put this picture up on her story and then quickly deleted it after, but it was already out there, so it kind of confirmed that it was her. And then a lot of people start doing some digging and then realized that this is actually Bridie. And Anson Boone should also be playing Sauron. Now, it doesn't mean that this isn't Sauron. Maybe, like, Sauron's a shapeshifter. So that was my first initial thought when this was confirmed as Sauron. And I was like, okay, it doesn't look like Annatar that we've been talking about. But this could just be one version of him. But a lot of people have speculated that, including myself, I kind of jumped next to maybe this is a Melkor worshipper. Or just some sort of evil cultist that's in Middle Earth, because, yeah, that's what...
That was exactly my first thought. Again, as I said, for like not for one second did it cross my mind that this could have been Sauron or Annatar, and mainly because I thought that would be so crazy to put into a trailer, because I wasn't expecting so much from this trailer. I wasn't expecting so much. I mean, for example, at the end when we get to see the Balrog, that was like, I was like, I can't believe they put that into this trailer. And so putting Sauron or Annatar into the trailer, I think, would be just a crazy move. And so I was just, as soon as I saw this person, I immediately had what you just said there. I thought that this was going to be someone who is maybe under the, you know, the influence or the tutelage of Sauron or Annatar. And he's kind of, she is maybe a priest or a priestess of this cult who are Morgoth worshippers, who we know that's what happened in Numenor. Sauron kind of had the ear of the king, and he kind of started to get the people to worship Morgoth and to build temples and statues to him. So we know that there was this kind of a cult or religion kind of going around at the time and, you know, influencing people, trying to get people to join them. So definitely, I think this is one of the leaders or one of the heads of those kinds of cults.
Yeah. I was actually just going to bring that up, that Sauron went to Numenor. And do you know what? When Sauron went to Numenor, I'm trying to remember, was he under the guise of Anatar, or could this just be his, like, other disguise that he was in Numenor? Like, Anatar was there, you know, manipulating the elves in Eregion, but when he was in Numenor, could this be his shape in Numenor? And
again, as you said, Sauron is a shapeshifter, and we hear of a couple of different forms that he takes. You know, we know that he's even taken forms of
a bat,
and as a werewolf, and yeah, as a snake, and, you know, lots of different things. And he did, he had all those three shapes in like one battle that he had. So he could obviously, it wasn't like limited to, he didn't have like, you know, you've only got one shapeshift per month or something like that. Yeah. Like, you know, he could do it as often as he wanted.
Subscribe for like, the bigger package, and then you can get three.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. You've reached your limit of shapeshifting. So it may, like, we don't know how often he could do it. Maybe he could do it like all the time, and he just took on different forms on the reg. But I don't know.
The reg, yeah. So anyways, on past Sauron, we move on to the dwarves. Well, we see this character here. There's not really much to say about this person. I don't know who it is. Oh, it's probably this dwarf here, actually.
Oh, yeah. I say it's just this dwarf walking through these big double doors.
Okay, that's who it is. Okay, so we're seeing another side of Moria, I suppose, or Casa Doom.
Again, really beautiful images. Again, we've seen a lot of Casa Doom already, and I'm just really, every time I see more of Casa Doom, I'm so excited to see it. And this is one shot that is new, that we get to see Durin the Third, I suppose, sitting on his throne, and he looks so class. And it says here, there's a quote from Durin speaking, and he says, "Beyond the darkness, tempting shadow to bury us all beneath the mountain." And again, his voice is so cool. So I'm excited to see more of Durin. And again, if anybody doesn't know too much about the lore, there's a lot of people aren't happy with the way they're doing this, which is that the fact that Durin the Third and Durin the Fourth seem to be just father and son, and they're both alive at the same time, which is not correct in terms of the lore. The way that the lore says it is that Durin was not, like, they weren't family. Like, it was just basically Durin was the original leader, and then later on, if someone showed enough character and basically similarities to the original Durin, people thought that they were actually Durin reincarnated, and so they were given that title of Durin. It wasn't like it wasn't a family name or anything like that. So
think we discussed that in our Moria episode, so if anyone wants to check that out, you can hear all about that. So
go check that out. But again, it's a small detail. Again, am I going to throw my toys out of the pram over something like that?
Yes.
Not really. I mean, there are people online that will just say, that's it. That's the final straw.
Yeah.
Not going to watch this
show. This is just fan fiction.
Yeah. So for me, I mean, you know, I understand that they're going to do that, and they're going to do some little changes. And, you know, to the casual viewer, it makes sense that you're like, here's Durin the Third and then his son Durin the Fourth. It's like, you're right. Fair enough.
Yeah. Moving on, we have Galadriel waking up again. This time she looks like she's absolutely covered in dust, whereas the last trailer looked like
that shot of her eye just opening is class.
It is class. But again, there's not really much new on this. It's just some longer elongated shots, I suppose, but it is pretty cool.
It looks like a village that we get a shot of later on as well. We get a shot of some village where there's all these like randomers just like hanging out, and then it looks very similar to this. So I don't know, whatever happened there, there was, again, huge amount of destruction. What could have caused that destruction?
A Balrog.
Maybe a dragon.
Maybe a dragon, maybe a Balrog, who knows. We also hear the line, "He has not one name, but many," which is Galadriel speaking again. Now, this shot is what you were talking about earlier, but before you get into your theories, I just wanted to say that this reminded me so much of The Rise of Skywalker and Exegol, you know, when they're going on to the Sith planet. And so my two cents and my theory would be that Palpatine is behind Sauron all along. But yeah, where do you think this is? We see kind of an icy fortress or something. And
I shrieked like a little girl when I first saw this.
Did you?
I was like, oh my God. Yeah, I thought it was class. I didn't know what it was when I first saw it.
No, me neither,
I have a couple of theories now. It looks so like terrifying.
Yeah.
It looks like if you're going to build an evil fortress, that's what it should look like. Yeah. It looks so class.
Mm.
Like, I mean, it just... The architecture, nothing is symmetrical. It's all kind of all over the place. There's just these big spiky things. And I love the look of it. Now, what do I think it is? It could be Angband. It could be Autumno. Both of those are fortresses of Morgoth. Autumno was the oldest one, I believe. I think that was the first fortress that Morgoth built. And it was supposed to be... Like maybe this is not Autumno because it was, they say there's a lot of like pits and it's huge. It's like extremely deep and it's filled with like fires and caverns and hidden vaults and all that kind of stuff. So maybe this is more, Angband, which looking. Is, it could be more icy. It could be, yeah. So, I mean, again, another possibility is that if there's loads of ice, it could be way up in, I mean, these are all in the north, but it could also be Angmar. Maybe it's like the Witch King has gone up and he's developed his lair of Angmar. Now, that will probably be a bit later on, but I mean, who's to know what time this is, we're seeing this image.
It's
more likely to be Angband, I would say, which was supposed to be huge. And again, if that is Angband, they say that it's just like packed full of, you know, trolls and balrogs and, you know, just like all sorts of crazy ghouls that you might find there. So that'd be class. Yeah, werewolves and all sorts of things, just creepy crawlies. Maybe there'll be a few spiders in there as well.
Yeah. I was just going to say that it's so hard to know and predict anything, like when you mentioned the Witch King going there, but we don't know maybe it's at the end of this season of season one that we're going to be introduced to the Rings of Power, which obviously means that there won't be Nazgul in season one and there won't be any ring rates or any of that kind of crack.
Exactly. But as I said, if this were Angmar, for example, which is the fortress of the Witch King, I don't think that'll come until a lot later because it's not until, he becomes a ring wraith, which is like years and years. He gets given the ring, and then it's about maybe, I don't know, I think it's like 500-600 years later when the ring wraiths actually first appear on the scene. And so, and then I don't think he actually, you know, builds Angmar until way, way after that as well. So.
Right. So going on to the next scene, we have this weird dagger that we've seen in a lot of the promotional footage and images, and it seems to be forming itself in ice or something here, doesn't it, John?
I think this is the anvil that we see later on, the big kind of rock thing that but this has the image, so the black blade that we've seen a lot in the promotional images. That's the image that's imprinted onto that black blade as well. So obviously this is just some symbol of evil, which I think is a really cool symbol. I like it a lot.
It is cool.
It kind of reminds me of the Red Dragon, you know, the Silence of the Lambs Red Dragon. Do you remember in that there was like a cool, just maybe that was a little bit more Asian looking, that kind of that symbol. It looked more kind of like Chinese writing, I suppose. But I remember just a really cool symbol that just made you feel like, this is evil. And so that's, I'm getting the same vibes off that. I think we see this later on when they're up in that like kind of icy cave thing where they get the big lump of ice thrown at them. So I think that's where this is now.
I was just going to say as well that this also looks a little bit like the fortress as well. So maybe that's, you know, that design is incorporated everywhere. So a bit of the fortress. And then we get this shot and... our brother said when he watched this that this reminded him a little bit of Gladiator, and I think I know the exact scene he's talking about, but I had to say this was quite cool. You get some old man at probably some port in Numenor or something, and he grabs Theo, and he goes, "Have you heard of him, lad? Have you heard of Sauron?" And then the way the music goes there and the sound design, I just thought it was class how it cuts into the next scene, but I just thought it was a really cool little thing in the trailer.
Yeah, very cool. Also, the little boy Theo seems to have some sort of mark on his arm, like he's been branded or something.
Oh, that's probably what he's looking at. He's probably
he's looking at his arm. First time I saw it, I was like, he looks like a junkie that he's shooting up or something, because he's got his sleeve rolled up. And then I was like, all right, no, I know he has some sort of a marking on his arm.
Yeah, okay, so he's probably gone to some old friend to ask about Sauron, and he's some cast out, and everyone's like, ah, don't bother to talk to him.
Who is this old lad, and how does he know about Sauron? And I thought it was crazy, again, that we just got the name Sauron even just mentioned in this trailer, but that was really, really cool. But again, what do we think is going on? It's again, I think it's probable that the Eminem-looking lady is like... she's some sort of priestess of just some dark cult, and that they're probably going around, and maybe it's not like, maybe they're not worshipping Morgoth, maybe in the series they're worshipping Sauron.
Maybe already. That could be a change.
And maybe that, like, you know, he is just someone that maybe went to one I don't know, gathering of these people, and they were like, you know, handed out pamphlets on, have you met your Lord and Savior Sauron? And or, you know, would you like to get to know him? Maybe that could be it. Maybe it's just now just sort of like these rumors circulating around of like this guy Sauron or whatever. So I think it could be really cool. I hope it's done really well.
Yeah, I hope so too. But you often get that kind of trope in TV shows where there's just some old crazy man who's actually spitting the truth, but everyone just thinks he's just talking pure shite. So that that blends nicely into this scene of Bronwyn, I think her name is. I always forget.
Bronwyn.
I always think that's kind of a male name. And she's hiding from some rotten creature. What is this? Or who is this, Johnny? Do you know?
It's got to just be an orc, I think. I think there's loads of other speculation.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like, I think it's just an orc.
I mean, look at those fingers, though.
I know, yeah, but like orcs have...
Actually.
Like crazy fingers.
That's true. But actually, now that I'm thinking of it, way back weren't the showrunners talking about how you'd be scared if an orc was attacking you in your kitchen? And I'm like, oh, come on, Bronwyn, she's in her kitchen. This must be an orc. But yeah, no, immediately I thought this was like Sauron, or this was some other, I don't know, crazy, like higher tier creature, just more than an orc, especially with the movement of its fingers. I thought it was kind of shape-shifting.
Orcs have limited movement of their fingers.
Well, like, I thought his fingers were almost, like, bent out of place, and they were, like, forming as he was rising up, but maybe I'm just seeing things.
I know. I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong, but I just think it's a freaky orc. And as you said in one interview that we got, they said, like, you know, how would you feel? We want to get you up close and personal with the orcs, and how would you feel about... how would you feel if you came face-to-face with an orc who'd, like, broken into your house? And, you know, I think that's exactly what they're hinting at there.
Yeah. Next shot, we get another one of Theo with the sword. But this time, the sword is actually, what is it doing? It's reforging.
Yeah, this looks so cool. It's basically, it looks similar to what happens with the Morgul blade when Frodo gets stabbed at Weathertop, except for it's just doing the opposite, basically.
With fire.
And also,
and
it's got
smoke.
These kind of flame. Yeah, it looks so cool. I really like the visual effects of how that was done. So
I love it. I don't know what's going on in there. Somebody said that they thought this was Narsil. I just saw someone on Twitter saying that this was Narsil, but I don't know.
I don't think so.
Narsil's
not going to just look like, some evil weapon. I mean, it can't.
I know. So the next shot we have is, this is probably inside that evil lair that we saw earlier, the fortress. It looks all snowy probably. And icy. So,
and it looks like it's been abandoned, and it looks like it's up north. And this is what I was saying earlier, this big anvil here. I imagine that's the same as the shot that we saw earlier.
Yeah, it probably is.
And we get a voice over here saying, from Galadriel, saying, if the evil rising is left unchecked, it will take us all. So that's kind of cool.
Very depressing. But yeah, it is interesting how this sword is more than just a sword. It's actually like a shape of evil, or it must be a very important weapon, because this is the sword, isn't it? The sword that Bronwyn has.
Like that,
or
that's
Theo.
That's the image that's on the, it's on the blade of the sword that Theo has.
Oh, okay, I thought it's that, like, actually was it's, the blade.
It's no, like, it's like there's, that's a symbol that's like, it's a small like 2-inch symbol that's printed onto the blade that Theo has.
Okay, yeah,
I'm pretty sure. And I imagine that's just maybe going to be some symbol that they use for probably Sauron. Like that's just his like banner or something.
Yeah, probably,
or his sigil or whatever that they're going to maybe use. during the show. So
kind of like how again, his sigil was way the off, eye but... much later on, and this is probably his early sigil. It's just some evil sword.
Then he, later on, he got a marketing team to like come up with the eye. He's like, right, guys, I think it's time to rebrand, whatever.
Rehal brand. Yeah, certainly wasn't the Amazon marketing team. I can tell you that for free. This is obviously, this scene is like cut from, you know, that whole troll, ice troll thing, I'd imagine, because...
Yeah, it's probably the ice troll that chucks that big lump of ice at them.
Yeah. The next shot we get is here. This looks like it's back in Numenor again. We see another another ship going down. Another explosion.
Again, I saw someone else online saying something about this, and I think they're right that this looks like practical effects as well. It looks like they've actually blown up a big prop ship here, which again... It's going to make all the difference. All the practical effects that we got, we're getting to see them so much more clearly now as well, up and close, especially we see it with the orcs. It just, everything looks so good. I'm just so excited about just the look and the feel of the show so far. Obviously, we haven't got that much dialogue. The little bits of dialogue that we're getting aren't that impressive because they're just kind of generic trailer dialogue and we don't get any full scenes of, you know.
Which isn't people, an issue at all.
No, again, it's not an issue at all. It's not a big problem. But again, just visually... we can get that from the trailer and I'm happy.
Yeah. And one thing I just wanted to say as well, that I think with every piece of marketing we've gotten from the very start, the very first thing was the two trees and everyone loved that. But then after that, there's been worries and, you know, everything that the showrunners have released, there's been kind of like, ooh, I don't really like that. And then when we got the most recent teaser trailer, that was the first time you and we said it in our previous one, we were satisfied that there wasn't any new worries and we were just enjoying everything for what it was. We already know there's Harfoots. We already know there's a condensed timeline. And we're just enjoying it for what it is. This trailer, again, like doubled that for me even more. There was definitely no new worries. And this was the first time where I was like, okay, this is not going to be a cheap show at all. This looks absolutely stunning. And it's aesthetically pleasing. It's got that covered. So now we just have to hope that the story and the writing is good. But they definitely have the aesthetics down.
They sure do. Yeah. Also, I think the people that are standing on the shore there watching that ship explode, I think that could be Elendil and Isildur.
Here? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's Elendil there.
Probably.
They're wearing the same Numenorean. That green and gold, which is really cool as well. Then we get another quick shot here of Bronwyn and Theo having a little hug. And
now, this one. I can see a hand here. This next shot, and this one, I thought this was like, a hand with like long claws, but I think that's just, I think it's just a glove. Armor, yeah. But this was really cool. Do you have any idea who this could be? Or who this sinister looking character walking down a little orc
I think it's
tower.
Probably, it's probably going to be like, what's his name? Adar? That guy? That like corrupted elf figure? I think it could be him. Now, could it be actually Annatar or Sauron himself?
That's what I was thinking.
And that would be class. Like, that would be really, really cool. But again, the way the orcs are kind of just cowering and bowing down, like it could well be Sauron. So I don't know. I think maybe I saw someone else online saying, oh, I think it's Adar. But I personally hope that it is Sauron. And if that's his... if he's wearing some sort of like crazy armor that has like, you know, gloves that have big spiky fingers and stuff like that, I'm sure it's going to look class as well. So
yeah,
I don't know.
And I just love this, all the orcs bowing down to him, and they're actually all dressed up so that they're completely covered from the sun, because the second age orcs, really as cool. We know in the third age, we get into more of how the orcs are like a bit more experienced in Middle Earth, and then we have the Uruk-hai who don't need to run away from sun at all. No orcs like the sun, but these ones actually weaken from sunlight, so they're in a little town or a little campsite here that's completely covered, and they're all wearing skulls and cloth
just
and everything.
Really anything just to get the sunlight away from them. So yeah, that is really cool.
Yeah, I love that. This is another great shot of Halbrand. Is this Halbrand?
Every time I mentioned like what the new character's name is, they're just like, Theo?
Yeah.
Bronwyn?
I always call the child Bronwyn. I don't know why. I think it's because Bron... maybe Bran from Game of Thrones is the young lad, so...
And Bron is the older lad, so...
So, yeah, this is just another nice shot of Halbrand. Nothing major there. Do you have anything to say about it?
No, again, we just get a nice image of the armor of the Numenorean guards as well. And just, I don't know, he's got loads of candles behind him, so it's kind of cool. But I like the look of him. I think he looks like a cool character. But yeah, I don't know anything else about him, really.
Yeah. So again, we just have Arondir and whatever her name is shouting.
We have Bronwyn. Yeah, she's shouting, saying, "Together we can survive this." So maybe she's some sort of like politician or something, but...
Maybe.
Don't really know. Can't really speculate too much about her character before we actually get into the show. But maybe she's... It looks like she's in a position of power, I suppose, at least to speak, like, you know, in front of the public and try to, you know, rally the crowd. So she's there getting them all, you know, giving them a bit of a war cry, saying we can survive this. And some lads lifting up his sword, so he's in agreement. Actually, I just see someone else. There's a second sword being lifted up there.
Yeah. Oh, and now there's four or five swords being lifted up in the next shot.
And now, yeah, again, we've seen this already, so we're not going to, like, you know, delay too much. But I think it's just a slightly longer scene of what we assume would be the Oath of Feanor, the Sons of Feanor taking the oath.
Actually, I'm just noticing here, this sword, is that the exact same one we saw in the previous shot? I think it is.
Yeah, so, that you're right. Yeah, that is the exact same one that we see being lifted up. Go back there and see, is that do we think, is that Galadriel lifting up her?
That's no, definitely not Galadriel, but this sword
some peasant.
Is definitely Galadriel's sword.
It's definitely the same.
Well, maybe it's not Galadriel's sword, but it could be, maybe they all have the same sword.
Remember as well, remember what we saw in the last trailer, the scene from Galadriel chatting to one of her mates up on top of that big icy area where they had like the exact same swords as well. Maybe this is just some like standard, regular, you know, army sword that everyone's given. It's just like the muck standard. Here you go. Typical, whatever. So there could be just loads of them lying around. But again, it is interesting to see that exact same design sword in two shots, one after the other. So interesting to see that.
I just wanted to bring this up as well, that at Comic-Con, when they were interviewing the showrunners and the producer, they actually took questions from the audience, and I don't know which one of you asked the question, but somebody asked about Galadriel's breastplate and the symbol of Feanor, which she absolutely wouldn't wear, and they were like, what's the deal with that, like what's with the controversy there? And basically the producer kind of gave a bit of an exclusive leak and said, well, we never said that this is Galadriel's armor. It could have been gifted to her. So that's just something to note there.
Okay, interesting.
Also,
now, Galadriel quotes Aragorn here.
Does she? What does she say?
She says, fight, fight, fight with me. And you will regain your honor. So that's anytime, whenever I heard that, I heard her saying, fight with me. I was like, yes, Aragorn. And then we get this shot of
Arondir.
What's his name again? Is it Arondir or Orondir?
Arondir, yeah. I remember. Sure.
Arondir. Okay. So he's going to be our like new Legolas, basically. So he's jumping down from some big height and he does a little like spinning wheel kick and he roundhouse kicks this block off the ledge.
Kills
for some
that
reason.
Block. Do you know what I'm just thinking?
And then we get this like next shot of some big explosion. So maybe he kicked that block and the whole thing just exploded.
Well, what I'm thinking is from the previous trailer, the first time we saw the orcs was when they were all going up this stairway and it was the nighttime. Mm. They're all holding these torches. So perhaps they were going up to his tower where he was in some other trailer or some other image. And he's just like basically kicking down a bunch of rocks on them and killing a load of
maybe orcs. That's like some sort of like cornerstone rock that it's a defense mechanism. You kick that one out and that like causes a chain reaction and the whole bridge just collapses or something.
Or maybe so, it's just poorly designed.
Yeah,
here we get another shot
now
of
this next image of Tarmiriel. I really like it. I love her. I love the image of here. I love the navy blue and the gold. I think it's very just very regal,
very kind of Gondorian-esque as well. I know it's like this is.
Is she holding a baby?
I was going to ask that. Like, what's going on here? Is she pumping?
I mean, no. there's some movement as well in the little thing that she's holding. So I think it might have been. I think it might be a baby.
Might be a baby.
I don't know.
That is yet to be.
Maybe
confirmed.
There's some sort of a ceremony going on. Maybe it's like child's baptism or something, and she's just carrying it up up towards the altar.
The next shot we have here is Disa, our first female dwarf, and a bunch of other dwarves in some sort of ceremonial singing. Another exclusive, well, not really exclusive, but something they mentioned at Comic-Con. The producers confirmed that there is facial hair on the female dwarves. So there you go, folks.
Yeah, just little bits that is not, maybe doesn't have the same growth. Maybe they don't have the same growth as male dwarves, but they do have little bits of... I think I remember when the very first image of DC came out as well, someone took the image and like hugely like
blew it,
brightened
up
and then zoomed in and you could see there was just some sort of like sort of a 14-year-old boy's kind of a beard that kind of had like
this little mustache, stringy bits of,
you know, kind of bum fluff, I suppose.
Yeah.
I really like the way that the light's coming in on top for as well. So,
yeah, it's beautiful.
Again, like it's almost, you know, whenever you see light coming in a cave or in a mountain where the dwarves are, it just always reminds me of the Chamber of Marzibul, where we see that in The Lord of the Rings, where Balin in his tomb, where the, just that just beam of light's coming in, and it looks so epic.
It does indeed. We get another similar shot from the last trailer of Durin holding up some Mithril. Then we get the two forbidden lovers again, and another shot of Galadriel then leading out a charge here. It's just a nice wider shot. It's pretty good.
So cool. It looks like she's up in like Scotland or something. It just looks like it's got dirty weather. It's like grey and rainy and misty, but again, I love a good cavalry charge, so it looks class.
Yeah, it's great. We get another shot of the orcs running through the forest here at nighttime because they can't really travel through the daytime. And next shot,
very scary.
What's going on here?
Oh, class. Now, I think, again, if you haven't seen our previous trailer breakdown, links in the description, go check that out. We saw Galadriel, of course, on the boat of what we thought is her going into Valinor. And then we saw the boat was destroyed and she was obviously, there was some sort of a shipwreck. And we speculated over what might have happened. And I said that maybe the Valar, because Galadriel was banned from Valinor at this time. So maybe the Valar decided that they were going to stop her from getting in somehow. And I said maybe that, I think you said maybe it was just a big wave. And I was like, yeah, that's probably the most logical. But I said, I'd love to see a big giant like Loch Ness monster kind of thing, or sea serpent, like the one that we see in the images on the Tolkien map, where you just see some random sea serpent down in one of the corners. Now, again, there are sea serpents in Tolkien's world. I think they're also supposed to be kind of descended from dragons.
Yeah.
They have something in common with dragons.
I think so.
Some sort of like Leviathan or something. But,
and we also have, of course, the Watcher in the Water from the Fellowship of the Ring. So we have like
the unnamed things
from in Middle Earth. So, and also we talked about it briefly as well, how if you look at the map of Middle Earth, there is a little serpent in the bottom left corner that's just there, and it's kind of, I don't know, is it to scale? It's just kind of one of those things you do on an old map. So maybe she's run into the bottom corner of Middle Earth. But yeah, it looks like a pretty good
looks
scene.
Like it's really well shot as well.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I mean, it's so cool that the way the tail comes down, slaps the water, and then it causes this huge reaction of the water. The wave just crashes overhead. And we know that that's all practical effects. Not the sea serpent, but the water is all completely practical, which was shot into some giant bath. And then we get Durin saying there can be no trust between hammer and rock.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually one or the other must surely break, which is cool. We get some images of some people banging drums in Numenor, and then we get this shot of Durin doing one of those kind of like army fist up to tell people hold. And in the background over his shoulder, I love the facial mask of that dwarf,
the armor.
So cool.
We've seen a few of these now.
The armor we have, but if people aren't aware, this is completely lore correct. There was In the first age, we hear a lot about the dwarves wearing facial armor to protect themselves against fire. And, you know, they're obviously using fire in their mining and techniques and all that kind of stuff and whatever.
There is
that story when Glaurung attacks for the first time, and it's the elves and the dwarves are fighting together. And basically the dwarves are the ones that step in and they surround Glaurung. And it says that basically their armor was able to withstand his fire better than the elves. So the elves all kind of step back, and the dwarves came in and they fought this dragon
with their facial
armor. Like, so it was,
yeah.
It's a really cool part. Yeah. It's a really cool part in the book where the dwarven king ends up getting killed by Glaurung. But he's basically really heroic as well, and he's wearing one of these masks and he stabs the dragon as well. So it's really cool.
Yeah, so a lovely attention to detail there. It's basically just the men and the dwarves preparing for battle. We get another image of the stranger and Nori having a chat in the big furnace, and then another shot of Arondir.
Do you think his face looks green there? He looks like the Hulk.
Maybe a little bit. He might be turning into the Hulk.
I was like, why is he green?
He's trying to, I don't know, he's green with envy and he's trying to attack these orcs. Actually, there's another man there, so he's not alone, or elf.
Yeah.
I don't know, what's this?
Is that the stranger or the meteor man there just falling over? I didn't really...
I just don't know.
Did you catch that?
This is basically...
So we get a quick here of Arondir attacking some orc. And then here we get to see Meteor Man. Maybe he's casting some spell or something, or whatever he's doing, because he's bowing down and slapping the ground. And we can see the Harfoots there in the background as well.
Actually. Yeah. And then another shot of Arondir like falling or trying to reach something, and the orc's pulling him.
Yeah,
away.
He looks like he's doing an old Mufasa there.
Another shot of that lovely orc that they released a picture of the day before the trailer.
So cool. Practical effects again. So cool. This is the village I'm pretty sure is the same one that we see Galadriel waking up from. And again, you can see there's a bit of destruction starting to happen there.
Yeah, that's true. You can see the Numenorean sigil here in the background as well.
Yeah.
Then Galadriel, she's having a bit of a snooze while standing up.
She's so over this whole situation.
Now we get a cool shot of who we all thought was Sauron at the start. But also, I'd like to point out that this... What's her name? Bridie and Anson Boone both look very similar, and we have no confirmation that either of them are going to be Sauron, but I think it's confirmed that both of them are playing parts in this, so maybe they're both priests and priestesses.
Fellowship of Fans has confirmed that Anson Boone is going to be Sauron.
I know, but Fellowship of Fans also confirmed that this was Sauron in the trailer, but obviously he had to reinstate that, but you know, it's hard to know. This is but this is cool. This is some priestess or a priest blowing a leaf.
This part is really cool. I do like the look of the priestess. Now that I found out that it's not Sauron, yeah. I like how blue her eyes are. It's like just like crazy blue. Like, you know, almost like unnatural.
Yeah.
But then here she's blowing a leaf, and I think it's really cool. I loved that when the leaf hit the ground and just went on. It was like flames. I was like, I'd like to hear your theory. I just imagine that this is maybe, I don't know, maybe they're in Mordor or something like that, and now the earth has just been turned into like flame, and maybe, I don't know, it's just almost like,
perhaps, yeah.
It's like that the earth is becoming so hot that like a dead leaf landing on it will just immediately catch flame or something like that.
Okay, I actually thought that she was creating the flame in her hand and kind of blowing the flame into existence and then blowing it away again, and then the flame just like kind of turns back into magic. I don't know, to be honest I didn't think about it too much, because this is where I was just thinking about Sauron all the time. Is it him? Is it not him? Also, I think it's pretty much confirmed that the voiceover of that scene is made to sound like it's this person that's speaking, and they say, "You have been told many lies of Middle Earth," and that's a really cool voice. And I think this is definitely Sauron, because that is something that Annatar would say to Celebrimbor or to anyone really. And it sounds sinister here, but if you're saying it to like your friend, your elven friend, you'd be like, "You've been told many lies about Middle Earth. It's actually a really, really safe place. But I think we should make some powerful rings just to get by, you know."
Yeah, yeah.
So what's going on here? In this next shot,
it looks like Arondir getting attacked by maybe an ent. It looked like the fingers are similar to the fingers of what I said was maybe an orc earlier on, and I think it's supposed to look like it's a horrible, dangerous thing, but maybe it could end up being actually an ent and they're like saving him or something.
Maybe, yeah. I honestly thought it was just a bunch of orcs or some like horror scene kind of thing.
It's really cool.
But I think it was, Nerd of the Rings that said that this looks like it's going to be a bunch of ents, and yeah, that kind of makes sense, because,
or even just an ent that might have, you know, we don't know how many arms do ents have. We know how many toes they have,
Seven?
But we all seven toes. Yeah. But I don't know if we were ever told. They probably have two hands, but maybe there's, I think there's a third hand in there somewhere. So,
yeah, there's definitely a few hands in there. It's kind of a spooky scene. And this was quite a spooky trailer, actually. But we get
it was very cool, though, yeah.
We get the title of the show here again.
Also, if you look at the R and the P in the title, they've got really cool images on them where it's like on the edge, on the left-hand side edge of the P, for example, you can really notice it where there's, you zoom in, there's a lot of detail on that. So
have you, Now, is that, do you remember when we saw the very, very first thing when they announced the title of the show and it was, there was just like inscriptions on all of the letters? Do you think that's what it was or that's what it is? Or do you think there's,
I don't know. I think they might, I think they've just updated it even more and they've made it like, as in, if you like, they're even like, the more you play it on, the more developed it's becoming.
Yeah.
So you can see it even more there now as well.
That's true. So yeah, it looks cool.
I don't know. I just think, I think it looks definitely more profound than what we got earlier on. And then we get the big reveal.
Now let's talk about the finale of the teaser.
Look at that. Look at that.
It's pretty spectacular.
I mean, that's just literally taken straight out of the Fellowship of the Ring, but like
in a good way.
20 years of more of more of 20 years more advanced CGI and just general digital work done on him. Like, I mean, the lighting, the smoke effect that's there, the eyes. Again, we get that same mouth open and just, it looks like a chasm of flame and lava inside his mouth, and he's got this belly of fire, which is so class. I love that design so much.
It is pretty cool.
Is this Durin's Bane, Dave?
I mean, if it's set, if this is not a flashback to the First Age, then Durin's Bane is the only Balrog that's named that we know of that survives to the Third Age, I believe. Now I think that there are possibly up to seven Balrogs that are still in existence in the Second Age, but we don't really know what they're doing. But again, this is just another creative license that the showrunners possibly could have taken and used, and maybe they're just showing a Balrog that could have survived in a place that could have a Balrog. So I don't really care. I'm like, this could be a flash forward, this could be a flashback.
Yeah.
It could be in the Second Age and every way works.
Well, I hope it's not a flash forward or back. I hope it's really happening and we get just to see a Balrog in action taking on, you know, some, you know, maybe in the middle of battle or something. Well, I mean, it doesn't look like he's in a battle here, but maybe someone just stumbles upon a Balrog accidentally and is like, oh, shit. And that would be class. So, I mean, I'm just very excited about that. But he looks very menacing. And again, no wings that are visible in this shot here.
Not seen, yes. Yeah, very interesting.
But, so does he have wings that are unseen? Have they decided to give it almost exactly the same design as Peter Jackson's, but with removing the wings? For people that don't know, did Balrogs have wings? Is a hugely debated topic in the Tolkien world. And I think most people would say possibly not. But some people are on the fence. Some people say that they could have had. But for me, it's not, again, a huge area that I'm going to, I'm not going to die on that hill or anything like that. So I just think that from what I can see of this Balrog, he looks absolutely epic. Also, just the fact that you mentioned, I think there are about maybe seven Balrogs. That's another area that Tolkien kind of contradicted himself a couple of times. And at one point he mentioned there being just like hundreds of Balrogs that were like around. And then another point he kind of mentioned that there were just a smaller number. But
that wouldn't be like so Tolkien to change the canon now, would it?
He was fond of the old throwing a spanner in the works every now and again.
Yeah, so in general, I'd like to hear everyone's thoughts on the trailer. So just type it in the comments. What did you think? Also, what do you think of the Balrog in particular? Because it seems like most of the show has been kind of changing direction from Peter Jackson's, but this one is strikingly similar to Peter Jackson's look of the Balrog. And I would just love to know what everyone thinks. Are they happy with that? Or would they like to see a change? Or does this excite them more for the Rings of Power? I've also seen a couple of positive things on Twitter where people have been so negative and they're starting to kind of bite their lip and go, do you know what? This trader was epic. There's one or two accounts that I know. I'm obviously not going to shout them out, but they've actually said, do you know what? This is kind of looking cool. And
fair play to people like that. Yeah. I appreciate people that can actually, if they've been negative about stuff in the past, I then can, you know, it's a great sign of someone's character if they're able to say, you know what, actually, I think maybe I'm, it's winning me over. Yeah. You still get like, you still get a lot of people online, one or two in particular that I'm pretty sure that you know of, that are just like, no, nope, it's going to be rubbish. It's just complete crap. So
yeah,
we won't mention them people either. But yeah.
But yeah, all in all, I thought the trailer was amazing. As I said, I thought each piece of marketing has just gotten better and better. And what a final scene in the trailer. Because I think the last two trailers, the last one in particular, it was like building up to such a big final scene, and then it just ended with like the Harfoots walking, and I was like, ah, that's kind of a bummer of an ending.
Yeah,
but this one, what an ending! Like the Balrog just screaming, it's brilliant. So
this is
yeah.
This is better than any Marvel ending that I've sat through the credits to watch. This is,
exactly.
This is like I had to sit through a 1 second clip of them saying like Amazon Prime, and then I got to see this, and I was like, oh my god, I've never had such satisfaction at the end of. I like. Wait to the end. Wait to the end. You'll be very surprised. It's like, you know, when you're watching, you know, Iron Man 2 or something. It's like, oh, make sure you wait till the very end. And you're like, oh, fine, go on. You watch 15, 20 minutes of credits, and then you get some little scene of just, you know, Thor drinking a beer.
Yeah.
Or something. Oh, that wasn't worth
all
it.
All the Avengers just in some, definitely. Like, what are they, in a chimichanga shop, just munching away. And you're like, I stayed here for that.
Yeah. Exactly. So this is unbelievable. Yeah. Really, really happy with this trailer. Again, do we know that this show is going to be a massive success off this trailer? No. But visually, I think we're all in agreement that now we can kind of rest easy. And
definitely.
Yeah, it looks like it's so far it's money well spent.
That wraps up this episode of the Council of Elrond. So guys, like I said, let us know your thoughts on the trailer. Make sure to subscribe, leave a like, leave a comment, and check out, well, this will be going up on YouTube, so make sure that you're looking at the YouTube channel. And also a special thank you to Jack Knightley on our Patreon. And if you guys want to continue supporting us on Patreon, or if you want to start supporting us on Patreon, you can find our links below. But until next time, guys, thanks very much, and we can't wait to see you next week.
Thanks, guys.